are the Central Registration Welcoming Center. When English language learner families enter the district, we are their first contact.
Fanoon Shaby knows what it's like to arrive in Buffalo without speaking English.
I was literally that child that walked in on the first day of school without a word of English. Additionally, I am a product of the Buffalo Public Schools.
Shaby came from Yemen with her family when she was just a schoolgirl. Now she serves as the district's supervisor of multilingual student placements.
We screen them. We identify all indicators, language, country of birth, country of origin. We identify what their social history was. We identify academic history, social, emotional. We do a screening of any special education concerns.
The district has implemented several new additions, including an assistant superintendent of multilingual education and a social worker. Many arriving here in Buffalo from other countries struggle with language barriers and how to maneuver their children through school. But now, inside the district's central registration office, parents arriving from other countries receive some special attention.
We assess housing, any challenges they may have in the resettlement process with Buffalo Public Schools. But additionally, what we do is we do a screening in their native language. Additionally, we align that with their screening in English and then transfer that, all of that diagnostic screening. So we really are a diagnostic screening center.
I am working as a Nepali cultural specialist for the families and children of the Bhutanese Nepali community of Buffalo.
Lamine Taman is from Bhutan. He arrived in Buffalo 5 years ago. He works to process new foreign school parents and families into the district.
What is the single biggest need you see when they walk in?
The first thing comes in my mind is about the cultural differences we have. People might not feel comfortable once they see strangers or people from other culture. So I'm here to bridge the gap, to ease their way, to begin the first step at the door. And then we try to comfort them with some other, like maybe it's kind of counseling in some sense. That way we can easily work through all the processes required. Yeah, and also the way we do the orientations, family orientations. We take the first step toward filling out the applications. We test them. And we process them so easily, so to make the system smooth.
Are they scared?
Yeah, the first step would be scary, though. But once they see us, they feel so easy to begin with. Most of the problems come out. They hear the stories.
The district's cultural resource specialists represent several parts of the world. They help these families acclimate to American culture.
So we link needs with support services in the district, and we call a meaningful, purposeful placement for all students. From there, what we do is we take our diagnostic information and we forward it to the teacher. So now, rather than a child walking in on the first day of school without a word of English, they have a diagnostic profile that shows them where to begin, what the child knows, where their deficits may be.
Very exciting for us to welcome our families and to create a system of entry, rather than just have them fill out an application and place them in a school.
Mark Frazier is director of Central Registration. He says the biggest challenge now is to improve the quality of services and meet the needs for all its students.
There's a lot more to becoming informed and involved in the school district right from day one. And that's our goal here, and that's what we've been working to achieve.
Past years, there have been reports from city schools that English language learners are struggling. But for some of those students, they are among the district's brightest, with a high number of graduating refugee and immigrant students, often selected at the end of the school year to deliver a commencement speech.
33% are salutatorians and valedictorians every single year, from being the lowest performing, coming in at 20%, and outperform everyone once they become proficient at 79%.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.